Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 9th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 186 points today, 1.5% to 12,184. S&P 500 up 20 points, 1.7%. The NASDAQ Composite Index gained 50 points, 1.9%. The 10-year Treasury yield is up today to 2.05%. A new pledge will go something like this. Raise your right hand. European countries, I promise to keep my budget deficit under control. I also promise to let the European Court of Justice scrutinize laws in my country that might allow too much wiggle room on deficits. It's part of a proposed new treaty for the European Union countries that marks a major step toward ending that continent's two-year-long financial nightmare. Note the words step toward. What it's not is a financial howitzer or any device that blasts new money at the problem. Jennifer McCown is at Capital Economics in London.
No, this isn't a bazooka. It's just, it's far too long term. It's far slower moving than a bazooka. Governments still have a degree of their own independence to be able to set their own taxes, their own spending. But there are going to be strict regulations regarding governments' likely future borrowing. And so hopefully it will be difficult to governments again to get themselves into a position where they've just borrowed far too much.
European leaders did agree that bond investors should not be forced to take automatic losses on their government bonds. There will be no so-called haircuts, which cheers up banks that hold the bonds, but it still leaves the problem of European economies, which aren't the same thing as European budgets.
It does nothing to address the current problem. It doesn't give any money to the governments that need it right now. And also, it does nothing to address the more fundamental economic problems of these countries and the reasons why they got into so much debt in the first place. To do that, we need to improve their competitive positions, to get them exporting more, which means many years of wage restraint, which will be very difficult.
And what about the European single currency? Does this new plan for 26 of 27 EU countries to move into closer budget harmony save the euro?
We believe that the eurozone is going to break up at some point. We just can't really see any way out of this crisis. So we've penciled in the departure of at least one country next year, probably Greece, but perhaps one or two others.
Investment analyst Jennifer McCown in London. Warren Buffett wants a corn and soybean farmer to replace him when the day comes. That soybean farmer is his son, Howard Buffett. The Berkshire Hathaway megastar investor and CEO is 81 and healthy and doesn't expect to go anytime soon. He tells CBS 60 Minutes that his son, Howie, would be a fine guardian for the company's values. The son would be a non-executive chairman and not do hands-on strategy. Berkshire Hathaway has that enormously expensive stock. It went up 1% today to $116,900 a share. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is up today on news that 1.5 million Manhattan residents did not line up for the opening of the newest Apple store in their city. That leaves just hundreds who did. The store is in Grand Central Terminal, about 15 blocks from another Apple store, so New York isn't quite turning into that Simpsons episode in which Bart visits a mall and before he leaves, every store turns into a Starbucks. More on Apple's sales and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. The website is marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.